Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by LMCU. If you are new to the show or have been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed to help break down some of banking's more complex and confusing questions. I'm your host, Brett, and I can't wait to dive into today's episode. Well, again, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. For listeners, Scott Wiggins is our vice president of our small business lending. And Scott, we're so excited to have you on. It's Small Business Month as well. And so just a really fun time, I think, for those entrepreneurs that are out there and those with small businesses that, you know, there's just, they're the lifeblood of our community in so many ways. So we're glad that you're able to come on and chat with us. But before we do, Scott, would you mind just sharing a little bit more about what you do here at the credit union?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Brett. Really appreciate it. As Brett said, I'm Scott Wiggins. I've been with Lake Michigan Credit Union now 23 years in the banking industry since 1994. So it's so happy that our new CEO, Julie Leonard, has really taken the time to invest in our small business owners. We created the Small Business Lending Department back in July of last year, and it's going really well. Prior to that, though, I've worked in consumer lending, loss prevention, marketing, real estate. So I'm really taking all those skill sets and now honing those in to try to help our younger business owners, the newer entrepreneurs, try to help them build and guide a path to success in a long-term relationship so they know we're here for them just like they're here for us. So
that's great. Well, and you know, having that opportunity, I'm sure, to really see business from so many different angles, it just helps to be a better partner for those individuals that are coming to you and are looking to get their small businesses off the ground. So I think that's really, really cool. So Scott, could you help our listeners to understand a little bit more about, you know, what the Small Business Administration is and just maybe the history behind that a little bit?
Yeah, the Small Business Administration has been in existence for 60 plus years now. They're really out there to help small businesses get started, get a feet on the ground, because without small businesses, the world's economy, especially the United States economy, would look much, much different.
Yeah.
We need the mom shops, the pop shops, because they eventually grow into bigger shops. Mm-hmm. They employ one person, 10 years later, they're employing 20 people, and they build wealth generationally for their family, within the communities, and everything else. Currently, there's 36.2 million businesses employing over 62 million people throughout the entire United States, just in small businesses.
Wow.
So it's not like we are a warrior counting on the Wendy's or anything else of that nature. We're counting on our community, members in the community, to have a passion to do something. And then when they have that passion, they go after something. And then when they go after it, there's more opportunities provided within the community. So it's really exciting to see.
It is. Well, and fun fact for those listening, a little company that maybe people have heard of called Apple, they actually once were part of, and they were just getting started, they had an SBA loan as well. And that was really fascinating to learn. But again, you know, it's those businesses that are like working from their garages, building that up. And next thing you know, they turn into something even bigger than what they imagined. And so knowing that there's resources available for those that are just getting started, I think really, hopefully gives those people the momentum they need to really keep that energized, you know, entrepreneurial spirit going.
Yeah, I'm a little older, so maybe some people will relate to this, but I remember watching Jeff Bezos on Johnny Carson.
No kidding.
And Johnny Carson was talking about, they were sort of making fun of Jeff Bezos, that he's a little bookstore. What is this?
Yeah.
I don't think Johnny, if he were here today, would be laughing at Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, it just takes a dream and a desire and a passion, and you can get to where you really want to go in life.
It's so true. It's so true. And it is funny when you look back on the past and you're like, man, you know, how many people were just like, again, they didn't know who Jeff was. They didn't really know what Amazon was going to become. And then today we've got this massive, you know, honestly, a major part of so many people's lives nowadays and how they get their goods and services. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I wish I would have invested way back in the day, but it's what it is. Yeah,
I know, right? So, you know, thinking about those early starts and, you know, the early times of like even Jeff Bezos and them, you know, what are some of those early steps for a small business owner to really start to think about how they want to continue to shape their business and how they want to see that business maybe scale or grow?
Yeah, the biggest thing I would say is they have to set some realistic projections.
Yeah.
Once they set a realistic projection, then they have a path at least started, and then it's finding the resources to help them go along that path. And that's what small business lending is all about.
Yeah.
We're here to help the people who are just opening their business, just getting started. We want to make sure that that path for them becomes a dream for them, so to speak. So.
For sure. And I love what you said, because I do believe I've got some good friends that are entrepreneurs as well. And, you know, getting their business going and just finding the ability to find the capital for some of the expenses that, you know, do add up, you know, finding those resources is often the biggest struggle that I hear from entrepreneurs, is not knowing where to go or what's available. And so my hope is for listeners, you know, this podcast episode, you're going to be able to take some really key, you know, takeaways to start thinking of new ways of how you can leverage the resources that might be right in your backyard, especially here at LMCU. So Scott, I guess when someone's kind of first making that big step towards becoming an entrepreneur and starting their own business, or maybe they're feeling like, I think I could do this. You know, are there a few things that maybe it's important, like a checklist, if you will, of things to maybe really think about as they're getting started, you know?
Yeah, think about where they want to be in the future. Think 3 months down the road. Again, and coming back to the realistic projections.
Yeah.
Because we've had so many members that I've been able to talk to and realize, oh my goodness, I need to go back to the drawing board, where literally they're coming asking for a certain dollar amount to get them started.
Yeah.
And I'll simply say, all right, you know, what is that money going to be used for? And they're like, well, I'm going to need it, but I'm not sure what I need that for.
So I
sort of talk to them about, all right, I'm more than happy to lend you some money. Everything looks good, but I don't want to put you in a negative position. So really, let's try to map out. And if I need to help you map that out together, is that buying inventory? Is that rent for a new space? Is that building a new space? What does that look like for you? And as with many businesses, they want to try to look 3 years ahead, so to speak. I don't want you to be in a position today where that's good for 3 months and you're coming back to the drawing board 3 months later when we could have problem solved that in the initial stages.
For sure. Well, and I think for a lot of people getting started, having a partnership with somebody that they can really listen to and really maybe learn from, and who better than an institution like us that have been around for, you know, almost 100 years, and to have seen business from, you know, the Great Depression to so many different things historically that we've been a part of within our community, to know that there's a resource available to ask those questions, and they can trust that advice, and that, again, that partnership, I think, is really key for someone getting started. Because, you know, it's the old adage, you don't know what you don't know.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, there was in the beginning when we first started back in July-ish, there was a member who actually called in just getting started with his landscape company. And he's like, hey, I need a credit card. I'm like, hey, no problem at all.
Sure.
How much you need? He's like $5,000 or so. And just me asking a simple question, well, what's that going to be used for? He came out and said he was going to be buying a lawn tractor from like John Deere, whatever the case might be.
Sure.
And I said, well, realistically, and this is what I love about life sometimes, timing just works out perfectly.
Right.
The weekend before, I myself was looking for a John Deere tractor.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I said, have you heard of like the 12 or 18 month stainless cash that, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot, places like that offer?
Sure.
So he was like, no, what is that? And this is younger gentleman. So I explained that to him. At the end of the conversation, he was like, so what are, this is a scam. Why are you telling me to go there to do this?
Right.
I'm not telling you to go there, but if you did go there and you could save some interest, I still want to get you the credit card, but I don't want you to put a big balance and all of a sudden it's a high interest rate from the very get-go when we can get you lined up for future success later, so to speak. He was really appreciative of that. He finally believed that I wasn't trying to scam him. Like, why would you send me somewhere else? It's like, I want to help you with everything we can, but I also want to help you help us. And if I give you only what you're asking for and don't give you additional information, there is a chance, don't know what that would be, but there's a chance you might falter later where we could have avoided that today, so to speak. So
I love that too, because it, again, it It's something we talk a lot about on the podcast, and it's just kind of, again, the spirit of who we are at LMCU, mm-hmm. where it's not a transaction and a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. We want to find out more about what your excitements, your dreams, the things that you want to accomplish, and then we're going to help you find the best way forward, you know? Setting you up for success is, I think, our number one priority, when it especially comes from small business or any kind of a business lending standpoint. We want to see your business succeed. We want to see the way that it's going to continue to transform our communities. So now you mentioned landscaping and mm-hmm. a few others. What are kind of the, have you found at least, some of those go-to businesses that are looking for a SBA type loan?
The SBL here in their small business lending. Yeah. A lot of newer things we're getting is like some food truck request, which is really exciting. We actually have a loan out now with an existing member, and they're about to open now their first physical site location.
Oh,
and that's all ventured from the food truck that they financed with us. Mm-hmm. They've built off enough money. They've got some, you know, word within the community that their product is really good.
Yeah.
So now they're ready to take that next step into an actual physical brick and mortar location.
Love that.
Which is exciting because a lot of institutions may not want to deal with a $30,000-$35,000 food truck. We're not looking at the size. Like you said, we're not looking at a number. We're looking at the person. We help them. They help us. It's a cycle that can go forever. We want them to help us be able to serve them for the rest of their lives.
That's right. So. That's right. And it's funny you bring that up because there's a famous, I think it's famous, but one of my favorite barbecue food trucks just recently went through something very similar. In the last like 6 months, they opened their first physical location, and they'd been doing the truck for several years and going to different neighborhoods and different events and all the rest. And to see their hard work come to fruition, to be able to now have a space of their own, I think that, for entrepreneurs hopefully listening, that's the dream, right? I mean, that's how you see your business continue to evolve and grow and serve even more people. And you would never have guessed it at the beginning when you just got your first truck. But to your point, sometimes those first steps, like those small business loans, might be for a truck, or even if it's just a new piece of equipment to go inside that truck. Those early stages and those early steps can lead to major, you know, growth in having a brick and mortar themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. They went from maybe a side hustle on the weekends driving the food truck around to now they've got the brick and mortar, to maybe it's one location, to maybe down the road it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different locations throughout states. And could it become, you know, a franchise later in life, which just imagine that franchise all started from a small food truck operation that they were doing on the side. So pretty exciting to be a part of. So.
No kidding. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up was that sometimes there's those entrepreneurs out there that are like, I'm not looking to do all the sweat equity of building up the starting points and all this. I have the ability to maybe buy a small business and continue to run that small business. What kinds of approaches could someone like that also have?
If they're looking to buy the business, depending on the dollar amounts that they're needing for access to purchase, we could potentially help them within small business lending. Or if it's a larger dollar amount, they can look to work with LMC through our small business administration department.
Sure.
So it really comes down to the individual needs and what they have like access to, if I can talk. So and then we go from there. So.
You know, you mentioned a little bit about SBA and our small business lending here at LMCU. What's kind of the difference between the small business administration, SBA, that I've heard a lot about, and LMCU's SBL or small business lending?
Well, back in July, we opened SBL lending. Julie Leonard, our CEO, really wanted to have an avenue to help our members more than what we were able to do before. If a member had approached us before we had small business lending, it would end up running through our small business administration department.
Yeah.
And that's good, no problems. But unfortunately, those loans are backed by the government, and there are some fees that are passed on to the members. Now, our members with high credit scores, qualities, things of that nature, really didn't want to do the fees, and it really didn't make sense.
Sure.
So Julie said, all right, we need to help our members. We want to be an avenue, a place for them to go where they can get that help. So now through small small business lending, we're able to help those members with the same loan request, and they don't have the exorbitant fees that are passed on to the government. Yeah. So LMCU is 100% connected to that member. We then have we've always had every reason to help them, but now it's a true commitment that the member knows, hey, they're not just pawning this off on the government. They're really here with me every step of the way. So that's why, you know, we have some major initiatives for the credit union, getting out in the communities, talking with our business owners, our entrepreneurs, helping them, again, reassuring them, because I can only imagine if you're an entrepreneur at your business and all of a sudden things are going, you know, have questions, you may not have the time during the day to reach out. But if you see us in the community and we're stopping at your shop, oh, goodness, while you're here, I don't know how many times it's happened to me. Sure. Or we've stopped at a location. Well, while you're here, I have some questions for you, and we're able to help them where realistically they may or may not have even approached us with certain questions. Wow. So really building on that connection within the community is just phenomenal. And it's a strong passion I know every OMCU employee has. When we see someone succeed, we feel that we've helped them in some way. So it just gives us some great feelings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no better feeling to see people succeed financially, whether that's in their personal finances, in their business finances. That's the goal, you know, and sure. I love that. It's one of the reasons I love working here still is that that's our mission. We really do. We want to find whatever means possible to help our members' bottom line. And, you know, again, to know that, yeah, we are going to take on that risk instead of having it go through the SBA team and the government side of things that do associate some taxes or, excuse me, some fees with that as well. Now we can do that and take on some of that risk ourselves and say, we want to meet our members right where they're at and keep that relationship. I love that.
Yeah. And we're able to look at every member's exact situation. So when they connect with us, we see what they want, we see what they need. So then we're able to tailor a loan that's going to fit their specific needs. And that's really exciting as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, thinking about, again, those small businesses, what are some of those early financial needs that you tend to hear about or see as more common, I suppose?
The financial needs in the beginning are usually capital, getting the doors open, so to speak. So how do they get access to that capital? We can provide, you know, unsecured loans, credit cards, and things of that nature. But also one of the other things we try to help our members with is in relation to their accounting. Sure. So many times I've heard a business owner, they're really great at building X, whatever that might be.
Sure.
But they don't maybe focus on the backside. So if they don't have the ducks in a row on the accounting side, you know, with QuickBooks, their CPA, or whatever the case is, and the credit card that we offer, that helps them, you know, separate business and personal. So the biggest thing that I can help with an entrepreneur starting, separate business from personal. If you're not an expert in the accounting side, make sure you get in touch with someone in the accounting side. Like this whole program you got going on today.
Yeah.
I can sit here and talk, but the behind the scenes, I'd have no idea. So definitely rely on
you. That's
where
there's teams and everything. You know, exactly.
You help me, we help you. All works out in the end.
So. I love that. Sure. So I think on that same topic, though, thinking about finances, thinking about how people are coming about their small business and thinking about when is that time? When do I really need to start thinking about maybe it's time to get a loan? You know, maybe in keeping with like the landscaping business, you know, I've got my push mower that I got and I got my dad's push mower and I've been doing 50 yards regularly. And now I want to broaden a little bit, but I don't know, you know, I could use a truck and I could use some new tractors. But so when would it be maybe right for me to say, I think it's time to get a loan?
Well, just as you used the word could, let's really sit down and talk about what that really looks like. What does that mean? If you were to get a new truck, so I could get a new truck. All right, if you get a new truck, what does that do? How does that expand your business? Lay down plans, financials, revenue. So if you got the new truck, what extra revenue is that going to help produce?
Yeah.
If that truck is going to cost you whatever, $100 a month, but the revenue generated from it's only $50, is that the best decision at the time?
Sure.
So let's reevaluate that plan, and that's what we're going to try to help you with to our full stability. Because again, we don't want to put you in a position of failure. We want to put you in a position of success. When you succeed, we succeed. So,
and again, it's that mantra that we continue to come back to, right? I mean, and we've talked that same kind of thing about when we're talking about our max checking accounts or our CDs or our mortgages. It's when they succeed, we all succeed, you know. And I think that's a big truth about LMCU. So, yeah.
And some of the times too, when members will call and they're needing, you know, a larger dollar amount, when I say larger, 50 to 100,000, and they need it and they've got it all planned out, one of the products that we have at LMCU is our home equity line of credit. Now, that may not be a business product, but they have an asset which they can use to get the financing that they need.
Sure.
And save some additional money on the interest and so on and so forth. So we're always talking, like you mentioned, the CDs, good places for deposit, home equity loans. We're going to help you wherever we can. Home equity is not my area, but if it's not my area, I can get you to the expert in that area.
Absolutely.
And still keep me with an LMCU. So.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of having so many of these great products and services under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you just really, it's calling up, you know, an extension, right? You know, one of our colleagues to say, hey, I've got someone that I think would be great to learn about a home equity loan, or, you know, our, you know, Max Wealth Management or our treasury managements. And there's so many great tools and resources that LMCU has for everybody, really.
And our Lake Michigan Insurance Agency, because a lot
That's
of times,
right.
members going from, you know, personal needs to commercial needs, that insurance might look a little bit different. We have experts in that area that can help you, you know, yeah. in case the building were to be in a flood, you know, do you have revenue while you're out of work or you're not able to do your job?
Yeah.
There's insurance products or something that they can help me with and they can keep you afloat while
Absolutely.
Everything else is.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up too, Scott, because actually in a couple months from now, we'll be having an episode where we're going to be sitting down with our Lake Michigan Insurance
Oh, very
Agency
nice.
Group. And otherwise we call them LMIA, short like LMCU, right?
Yeah.
And our LMIA team, they are incredible. And so we'll be sitting down. So for those that are listening, a little sneak peek, they'll be in a couple months from now, we'll be dropping an episode about that as well. So, you know, Scott, as we're wrapping up, you know, I'd love to know from your point of view, you know, what's those one or two pieces of advice you would give to someone who's maybe on the fence? They're like, I'm not sure if I have a real business here, or maybe it is, but I'm maybe just not sure I'm ready to take that step, right? What are some of those couple of pieces of advice, or even just again, what are a couple pieces of ideas that you could maybe share with them?
What does this look like? You're telling me now we have a napkin. We've got something on a napkin. What
yeah.
does this look like in 2 years, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
If that's something you can easily illustrate, then, all right, that's probably something we can pursue. If you have an idea, like I'm like you, I have ideas all the time. Doesn't mean they're good ideas.
right.
But if I have an idea and I can take it from a napkin to success, whatever that success might look like for you,
yeah.
then I think we need to have further education, further conversations, and try to build the path for what that's going to look like in a couple of years for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely as an entrepreneur, you got to be hardworking. You definitely have to be able to problem solve, because I'm sure you're not just the person who opens the door and then you walk away and collect a check when the door closes.
Right.
That door opens. There's problems that come up all the time. So what kind of support team do you have? What kind of problem skill sets do you have?
Yeah.
I wish it was as easy as just here's a check. Have a nice day. You start collecting 20%, 30%, whatever the case is.
Right.
But as any entrepreneur will tell you, it's probably a 24/7 job for the first several years. So is that something that you're willing to do, have the passion to do that, and can stick to that commitment?
That's a great point. Yeah. The grind is real. I've heard that in so many cases, because the analogy I like to use is it's like going out to fly a kite, right? To get that kite to fly, you're going to have to run a little while. You have to sprint just enough so that it finally does get that kite in the air. And the goal is that the wind will eventually sustain its flight. But to get going, you got to run. And sometimes you're running down the beach a little too much. You're like, oh, I'm doing all the work to get this up in the air. And so it's in that time where, yeah, it feels like a little bit of a struggle. But I'll tell you, it's such a rewarding feeling when you go and fly a kite and the wind's just taking it and you can admire it moving with the wind and you're in control, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great analogy. I love that.
And we'll ask this as we're wrapping up to, for listeners that are tuning in, What are some great ways for them to maybe learn more about what we offer at LMCU? How can they get in touch and start those conversations with us?
Great. Yeah, they can stop into any of our local branches. They can communicate with one of our market leaders, our branch operations managers, our PBAs, or they can go on our website, www.lmcu.org, look under small business, and they can connect with us directly. We have a phone number, 616-752-7640. We're there to help anytime. I love having conversations, even if it's just a conversation today, and then you call back in 3 or 4 months, you know, hey, I got those ideas from you. It makes sense. Can you sit down? I want to review this. Let's sit down and review it. And next thing you know, they're off and running. We're helping them. And just, I know our small business lending area is newer, but I'm so looking forward for the next years to come so we can actually see our businesses that started with very little to now they're like on the newspaper, they're on the TV, they're on billboards and everything else.
For sure.
Which would be so exciting. So.
Oh, man. That's really, really cool. Well, it's a big job and there's so many opportunities in the community. So again, if you're tuning in and you're thinking this is that time for me to finally take that step in my own business and really become my own boss and my own business owner, reach out to Scott's team. They would love to be able to help you learn and explore what options exist and what makes sense and really help to navigate those early steps in the process of opening up and starting your own small business. So Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you to
your whole team. And we'll have to have you on to give us a little update again as things continue.
We'll love it. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Brett.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation as much as I did. If you've got questions or ideas for future podcast episodes, be sure to drop them in the comments below. Also, if you haven't already, consider subscribing and ringing that bell to stay up to date on future episodes on YouTube. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.